A person once saw Shaitan in such a condition that he was walking with his finger raised. The person asked Shaitan, "Why are you walking with your finger raised?" Shaitan replied, "I do many tasks with this finger. People who fight, quarrel, and put one another in difficulties is all due to this finger." The person asked him in astonishment, "How can this happen? How is this possible that this one finger of yours can cause people to quarrel and fight out and cause battles?" Shaitan replied, "This city you see in front of you, my finger will destroy and ruin it in a short while. And the people will start fighting and quarreling with each other themselves." Shaitan entered the city with the person. In a market, a confectioner was boiling water mixed with sugar to make syrup in a big pan. Shaitan dipped his finger in the pan, took out some syrup, and applied it to the wall. He then said, "Now, watch how this city is destroyed." A few months later, flies came and sat on the syrup that was on the wall. Upon seeing a swarm of flies, a house lizard climbed the wall to eat the flies. The confectioner had a cat, and upon seeing the house lizard, the cat got ready to pounce upon the house lizard. Two soldiers were passing by the market with a dog. The dog saw the cat and instantly attacked it. The cat jumped in order to run away and fell into the pan of syrup and died. When the confectioner saw that his cat died, he killed the dog. Seeing this, the soldiers killed the confectioner. The relatives of the confectioner came to know about this, and they killed the soldiers. When the army came to know about the death of the two soldiers, they got angry and destroyed and ruined the whole city. The lesson we learn from the above-mentioned story is that we must refrain from fights as well. Quarrels, a little quarrel. If you can see, all of this started with little quarrels. These little quarrels of fighting with each other, disagreeing with each other, falling out with each other. It can go to where does it go? And you see people that the whole families have split. They've completely fallen apart. They've not spoken to each other for 30 years. And when you ask them why, if they're honest with themselves, it'll be something so small. Such an incident happened. They didn't invite me to the wedding. They didn't send me a card. They didn't consider my son when they were looking for a rishta for their daughter. And little things that have just escalated, and it becomes like a snowball. You know when a snowball, it's a small, and you roll the ball, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and families fall out, brothers fall out, all over something so small. And in this particular case, Shaitan put syrup on the wall, and the whole nation, the whole city was ruined. But sometimes are we not doing this? Are we not falling out with each other over small things? Be the strong man and walk away from an argument. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The strong man is not he who can throw his opponent to the ground. The strong man is he who can control his temper."